The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the Planter's plant food.
My name's Amy Grisak. I'm a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and I want to talk to you a bit about choosing flowers, flowering perennials, that will bloom in the fall. Now, I know it's really easy when you're perusing the greenhouses and local nurseries in the spring to pick those plants that are already blooming. And a lot of times, when you're early in the season, those are the ones that are going to bloom in the springtime and summer and even kind of the late summer. But the fall blooming ones really aren't that advanced to put on that show to grab your attention. But if you don't plant them when you're planting the others and really think about extending that season until when that last hard freeze is really going to shut you down in the garden, then the fall can be kind of a so-so part of the year. The good thing is it doesn't have to be, because there's so many things that are absolutely gorgeous in the fall. Now, the one thing I like about the flowers in the fall is it's a lot of times it's after the weather starts to cool down. You know, summer times a lot are beastly hot, 90 plus degrees in some parts of the country, just excessive humidity where everything is just spent by the end of August or so. So when fall rolls around, things are cooler. A lot of times the rains have started up again, and everything really looks fresh and new. And one thing I've noticed is the colors a lot of times seem even more vibrant. So there's a few things that I really like to have in the garden, particularly for that end of the season before, especially for us here in Montana, everything is this monochromatic white and shades of gray and black. I mean, it's pretty dismal here during the winter. So one of my all-time favorites is the Perovskia, the Russian sage. This thing, I love it all during the summer because it draws in bees and is absolutely fantastic for my pollinators. But the nice thing in the fall, it just keeps going. It's this huge plant. It'll go 3, 4, sometimes 5 feet tall, have these purpley lavender colored spiky flowers that are just massive. And really, really hardy, really a vigorous grower, and a lot of color, big punch of color. It's great to put kind of in the background and then put even brighter perennials, the blossoms in front of it. So the few of the things that really go well are the yellows, and I'm a total yellow freak. So I have a huge Heliopsis, which is great. It's 5 feet tall and just tons of lemony yellow flowers all over it. And then, of course, you also have the Rudbeckia, the black-eyed Susans, which there's so many different varieties of those. There are some that are pretty short, they have about 18 inches tall or so, and have that really nice, cool, dark center. And then there's also some like the Goldstrom that are 3 feet tall and really nice, big, bright flowers. Really, really pretty, and really make those purples pop. So, of course, that means the yellows are also good next to the huge variety of asters that we have that bloom in the fall and that just look stunning, and just a really some really nice light purples, but then also some really nice rich ones. Along those lines with the classic fall flowers are chrysanthemums, which are gorgeous. A lot of times at the local nurseries, you'll see displays where they'll just have pot upon pot of the chrysanthemum, and they're just stunning. They look fake. They're almost too perfect. And the colors anymore are really, really cool. I mean, you got the yellows and the oranges and kind of the red burgundies, but you also have like these magentas and just some really, really neat bright colors that you wouldn't typically think for fall, but that really, really work and make the landscape pop with the color. So that's also a fun one to include. Another one that is a good standard no matter where you live is the Autumn Joy sedum. That's really nice, 18, 24 inches tall. Bees love it, so I love it all summer long. But it's just a really nice, it has really neat texture too. That's kind of the fun thing, that you have a really great blossom that's kind of this pinkish and can be kind of a darker pink, but you got these big chunky leaves on it. So it's really interesting, and it's nice and hardy. It'll take some good frost before it succumbs at the end of the year. And then another one that I saw this year at our gardens, we have gorgeous communal gardens in Gibson Park, our main park here in Great Falls. And there was this Jopai weed that was well over 6 feet tall. I mean, it was the biggest thing I've ever seen. It had kind of these burgundy leaves on it. So once again, it was a really neat blossom, but the foliage was additionally interesting. So these are just a few ideas. I wanted to give you a few tips on plants that you can put in the spring when you're gearing up for gardening. All these flowers are tempting you in the nurseries. You definitely want to think a few months ahead. Think what color spots you can put in and grab some of these fall bloomers. Get those in the ground in the early summer, and by the time fall rolls around, you're really going to be happy you did.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.